Hi, this is Romel here for Auroville Radio, and we are in conversation with Mr. Anandu, and we are talking about the effects of genetically modified seeds and other things, and mainly to promote organic farming and what are the benefits that has on society on the whole.
Hi, I'm Anandu. I work on safe food and sustainable agriculture, of course. Yeah, on one side, it's important we all ensure as individuals understand and the importance of poison-free plates or ensure that our food is safe, both at the point of production and at the point of consumption. So we'll have to see all through the way, the production, where the agricultural farms, there should be less chemicals used or no chemicals used. And in the processing and packaging also, we are devoid of all chemicals. Because obviously all these chemicals have some or the other hazardous and toxic effects, and which result in more health effects for humans and environment also. And they also affect the ecology and for future and all the other resources. So it's important that we ensure our food is safe. Safe food is of paramount importance, and each of us will have to take a conscious decision. So we will have to seek for food that is produced without any chemicals in the whole process. So organic is the way forward. As far as genetically modified is concerned, genetically modified itself is absolutely nonsensical, definitely wrong. It's not science or technology, it's just commerce and nothing else. We need to understand that. It's being pushed and propagated only by the industry and through the politicians. Worldwide, there are only very few countries who have taken up genetically modified seeds and crops and food, basically. Of course, America and Canada are one of them. And they are not any good, great countries for us to emulate. They are absolutely wrong countries. They have basically, they are, America, for example, the most indebted country as an economy and as a country with the most diseased country also. So there are many reasons why we should not be following that. And for more reasons than that, I mean, social, economical, and ecological. It basically affects the soil, it affects the water, it affects the air. There are a lot of proof about how it affects environment and human health worldwide. Secondly, genetically modified also affects the seed sovereignty of a nation. It affects the farmers' livelihoods, which is very, very important. And that's one of the reasons, primary reasons that one can say, to avoid genetically modified. And there is no biosafety behind it. Biosafety has not been proved for this across the world. And most of what America consumes is also as an animal feed. They grow corn and soy and other things which are cupped out as oil or as animal feed, and they only end up eating the animal. There could be various ramifications. There are no strong studies that directly link it to that. That's the only way they are escaping. But there have been many studies across, including from UN and WHO and various other bodies, and various scientists have raised questions. It's not just some activists here and there raising questions. Scientists have been raising questions. There has been no independent research or analysis around genetically modified. There are more reasons why it should be rejected. And if you were to ask a very logical question of, is there an alternative? There are many alternative ways. So that's also why we should not be. And the worldwide, if you have to call yourself organic, it cannot be genetically modified seed or crop. That's also another reason why we should not be moving in towards genetically modified. Worldwide, only 3.4% of the world's land, agricultural land, has been under genetically modified crops. Worldwide, it's only the 6 countries which have more than 90% of the genetically modified food. So it's not very an interesting proposition. Most of the countries have actually barred and banned it. It's rightly so. So there have been many questions asked around it. So it's very important. And in India, for example, Dr. Pushpa Bhargava, who is called the father of genetic engineering in India, has been saying it's a very unstable science. It's not proven science. We should not be bringing it into our farms and fields and food into our plates. So we should basically take it from these people and ensure that it doesn't come to our place.
Well, Auroville being a community which is really supporting organic farming a lot, and we tend to promote it not only with us but also help the locals around us. And it is very interesting, I feel, that in the talk we just had with you, that you mentioned genetically modifying the whole harvest cycle is not only harming us, but it is also upsetting the natural cycle.
Yeah,
you're taking away the pest, which is otherwise food for other animals and other.
Yeah, there is a food cycle.
So Why do you feel that, of course, there's a political will and there's an economical point of view in this, in growing this. But is it so easy for people to go away from their tradition just by your observations, we would like to know, that people are ready to leave their traditions just like that? Is it that important?
Yeah, tradition, yes. People have been leaving the tradition and moving away because of the lure that comes along with this. If somebody promises, because commerce has become of utmost importance today, money has become a big value, there can be questions around it. But then that's where the world is leading. So that's why we have lost to it. And that's exactly why it has also been coming in. People have been promised bigger yield, which is not the case. For example, in cotton, they promised bigger yields. It is not. The yield has been coming down, for one. And they also said, India has been spending a lot of money on pesticide. For example, only 5% of Indian agricultural land has been under cotton. And 55% of the insecticides that have been sold in India has been for cotton. For 5% of the land. So it's a phenomenal number. So these companies, the same companies which are selling these pesticides, came to us and told that we are spending a lot of money, we want to help farmers, which is a lie, of course. They just said that's why we will bring in genetically modified cotton, where you will not have to use a lot of pesticides. It was against one particular pest called American bollworm, which was the biggest menace. And it is not true, it didn't curb. The pesticide use has increased. Secondary pests also have increased. And these pests, the American bollworm against which they brought this BT cotton, has also evolved. And it has basically developed a resistance for this. It's a shame. And they cannot go back to lab and come back faster than nature. That's also have been proven. That is why it is absolutely questionable as a science, as a technology. That is exactly why it has failed, and worldwide there has been problems. It has not been a panacea. It has not increased yield. It has not helped against pests. So there are better ways to counter these, and that's what we should be looking at, and not this. There are traditional ways and methods.
So it is. It seems that convenience is kind of taking over normal ideas and the basic welfare for yourself. That it is whatever is readily available, we are not questioning where it is coming from and what can be done about it. And very interesting what you said is that when we buy something, we are not thinking about how is this money going to be paid to the farmer, and how this the farmer, where does he fit into the economic cycle. So can you just share with us some of the ideas that people can really look into to break this cycle and go into organic, and it becomes more of a trend?
See, one of the things we all as consumers also look at is the source and what is happening. If I spend 100 rupees in a shop and buy something, we should also be questioning how much of it goes to the farmer, which is very, very important. If you are blind to that, it will come as a big looming problem and crisis tomorrow. That's why it's very important for us to understand and ensure, because there has to be something fair about our expenses. What we spend should also go the fair route. It should not be amassed by somebody else on the way, a trader or some other middleman, instead of a fair share going to the farmer, which is very, very important. As consumers, we should be aware of it. And that's the only way we can also correct the whole pattern. That's how it was. The farmer and the consumer were closer. And when it was closer niche, there are also not many mistakes made. A farmer will think twice when they know the consumer, and when they know their intent, they will not be spraying so much absolutely inadvertently or without any botheration. So the whole value chain needs a correction, and it has to start from us. Each of us will have to be aware of what's happening, and whatever we spend, we also should be very clear about how much goes to the farmer, and it's important that a fair price and a fair share goes to the farmer.
Sir, in final notes, if I would ask you, are there any projects you've started or anywhere where people can join you and get more information about this and how they can support you?
We are talking of farmers. Basically, there is something called Safe Food Alliance, basically an internet-based network where we share a lot of information. People can join the mailing list. There are also a lot of awareness programs and talks that we organize with various people. We are also linking farmers and markets very regularly. We are also conducting a lot of organic food, organic melas and food festivals or seed festivals, which is important, linking the consumers and the farmers, bringing them all together on the same platform. So such things have to be tried, and we will have to link with them, and people can join us. They can also be part of this. They can expand this. They can have this in their, for example, you can have a Safe Food Alliance in Auroville and create some awareness programs here or in Pondicherry. It's important.
Thank you for for all your time and your words. And I feel this is mandatory that people take this as their priority and not take it for granted where their food is coming from.
Yeah, it's of utmost importance, and it's after all food. That's our life, life-saving and life-giving. So it's important that we all understand and implement this at a personal level and ensure our near and dear also get into this.
And we'll definitely want to speak to you again when you have, when you visit us in Oroville and SLI. And thank you for giving your time.
Thank you too.